Now tuned into the greatest.
All right. The day is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. This is Below the Hardwood. I'm your host, Ryan Antonio Henry, sitting here with the homies, the team, the compadres, the cohorts, the amigos, the Black BTS, the Avengers, the Final Four.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Very old. Not a good movie.
Whoa, controversy. Controversy. Wasn't a good movie. Hold on, pause the whole podcast. We have to talk about this.
Pause the whole podcast. I am joined, of course, those voices you hear if you're listening to the podcast or watching live on YouTube is Alan Shane Lewis.
Hi, I'm Alan Shane Lewis. I am on a podcast, and Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness is a spectacular film.
Wow.
Oh, okay. All right. I got mixed reviews from this thing so far. Like, we're 1-1 here. A bunch of people shit on Twitter Spaces, a bunch of people love it on Twitter Spaces. The other voice you hear is Dexter Areola.
Hi, Nikki. It's not that good.
Ah. Damn.
It really isn't that good.
That's
being honest.
Really?
Let's keep it a buck. A movie was good. It's just a Sam Raimi movie. If you're not ready for a Sam Raimi movie,
bruh, some of the edits were too much.
When he fought with music, woo! That was hilarious.
All right. And that's the start of the show. So, gentlemen, and then there were four. There were four teams left in the NBA
fantastic
playoffs. We are here at the East and Western Conference Finals. It's been interesting, to say the least. I don't think anyone would have had these four teams in the finals, maybe a couple of them. But you had
them all.
You predicted this exact four.
All of it. Yeah.
Okay. Run the tape.
Oh, Dexter probably had the Lakers, the Nets, not the Mavs. Maybe the Warriors. I don't know. All right. So we're obviously here at the conference finals. Tonight is actually the Eastern Conference Finals start. Game one, Celtics and Heat are on as we speak. So you are going to get some random, you know, O's and whatevers as we're watching. It's actually halftime right now. I can't remember who's up, but let's just close out the semifinals. What did you guys like, hate about the Heat beating the Sixers in six? Start with Alan.
I just like watching the Sixers lose. That felt great. There are a bunch of whiny fans online, and it was great to watch them fall. But also, it was a hard-fought series. I would like to see Embiid at full strength to kind of give it his best. But they put out an effort. But the Miami Heat looked really great in that series, and they're not looking that great right now against the Boston Celtics.
They're not looking great at all. Dex, what's your final take on Sixers Heat?
Tobias Harris over me? Tobias Harris over me? Let's be serious. Why would they even think that was a good move? But honestly, what I took away from this is excuses. Everyone had an excuse. The coach had an excuse. Embiid had an excuse. Harden had an excuse. Everyone had an excuse in that organization. And it just shows like they're... The process is over. I'm sorry. I think they're gone. I think it's over.
Nasty. Yeah, you know what? I'm not surprised. The Heat are just like, we saw what they did to Trae Young, the Atlanta Hawks at the start of the playoffs. Like, they just forced this man to shoot from like 50 feet, put him away from the basket, like just hounded him. With Embiid injured two games, you know, Sixers didn't really stand a chance. Maybe it's a different series if Embiid's not injured, but, you know, James Harden needs to get a full training camp under his belt with this team before I judge him completely. But, like, he's just not that guy anymore. Like, he's just not looking like the, you know what I mean? People were waiting for the Houston James Harden, didn't show up. Pat Bev went on ESPN, talked a bunch of shit, but he did back up his boy Harden when it came to getting that max deal. But, you know, like, they destroyed him. Like, they just said he's not that guy. And right now, you can't really say otherwise. So we'll see if he gets that max. Would you guys give him the max? Or do you think it's done? His days of max contract.
Yeah, you got to give him the max because someone else will. And that someone else is the Sacramento Kings.
So, yeah, they seriously would. They really would. All right. Okay, so we're closing the chapter on that. Let's quickly get the C's and the Bucks. Did you see anything from that? Jason Tatum, Giannis, the 44-point, 20-rebound.
Giannis is great, man. Giannis is great. Like, he's a great player, man. Like, we haven't seen anything like this. He's, like, shout out to him, man. He always tries, and, like, shout out to Giannis. But top five, top five, top five. Been telling you guys, Mr. Jason Tatum. He is
So can you give me the other? Can you give me the other four, please?
Okay. Based off what's happening right now, I have to give it to Luka. I have to give it to Tatum. I have to give it to Giannis.
Okay.
I can't.
I just want to see who's off.
I gotta put Joker in there. I'm sorry. He is okay. I have to put Joker.
None of those guys got carried by Al Horford. So I'm just
I have to put Westbrook. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That one I have
to. Whoever's watching right now,
listen to his top five. There's just five players he can name. That's all it is. There's no grouping, there's no relation between these players.
Would you put Embiid top five? Is Embiid top five?
I put Embiid over Tatum. Hell yeah.
No,
of course I would.
Nah.
Yes, he is.
Tatum gets lost in the sauce in those games, man.
Yeah, and that's until LeBron comes back next year, so we'll see how that goes.
Because all you guys is watch, who's the leading scorer? Oh, it's Horford.
Tatum dribble, 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 run out of space, throw it to somebody, they shoot, and that's
they bad. Shoot and get it in! Sometimes. Exactly, but how open was Grant Williams that game? Al Horford... He was what, 5 for 7?
Save the team. Who's if it wasn't getting, for Al Horford.
Who's he getting it from? Who's he getting it from?
They got saved by two guys that just randomly.
Game five disappeared. Games.
Did they get drunk tested
too? There's something happened.
Yeah, something.
Just Alan. Upchucks. He's just Donovan Mitchell, but taller.
On these Bucks.
It was a great series. It was really hard fought. I think Giannis kind of showed how explosive he really is, although a lot of those charges should have been called, I feel like.
He travels so much.
It was literally, an immovable object hits unstoppable force. It was just him going crashing so hard and Marcus Smart and Grant Williams flopping so hard. So it was like this weird connective area of these two kind of worlds. But it was great. It was great to watch. The Bucks clearly did miss Chris Middleton because they did lose a lot of firepower. Shout out to Brooke Lopez though for really stepping up and coming into this series and just being effective on both ends of the floor. Drew Holiday, I kind of missed him in the end there. He kind of disappeared a little bit. But I think the story of this whole thing is Grant Williams and how much money that guy's gonna make the next time he gets a chance to make some coinage. Because I don't know how many threes that boy hit, but he was 27 points at the end of the game in a closeout series. Crazy. Nerves of steel, ice water in his veins, and his size too, and his movability just on offense and defense. He's going to be a great terror in this league in a little bit. So the future is bright for the Celtics, but I'll never truly admit that because I hate the city. But
100%. Yeah. I will say this: I think Tatum's ready, man, to become like this.
He's not that guy.
I don't know if he's ever going to be
not that guy.
Product of Kobe.
Right now, I have Tatum. Right now, I have Tatum 5 to 7. He's between 5 to 7
by committee. If he has a team with him, he could do it. But he cannot take over a game by himself.
Did he not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals without his team? Kyrie?
I'm Udoka's system, which is a lot like Steve Kerr's system, which it gives a lot of players.
He made it with Brad Stevens to the Eastern Finals.
And then what happened? Did he win?
As the guy.
Okay. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say.
They couldn't beat LeBron. That was some bad calls. There were some bad calls in that series.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of them. But no, I just don't. There's something missing from Jason Tatum's game. It's just something missing that I can't fully give him, just like hand him. Like Luka, I've seen it in Luka. It's there. It's a killer instinct. He can take over. You can triple team. You can double team. it doesn't matter. He's going to do what he's going to do, and he's going to everyone involved. I just don't see that in Jason Tatum. He is a reluctant playmaker, I find, a lot of times. And if you're talking about playmakers, I think Jaylen Brown's a better playmaker than him, to be honest. To be completely honest, I think.
Are we sure this isn't a little bit of, you know,
playmaker? Playmaker. Not, I'm not saying offensively.
It's real. Yeah. It's real, people.
And Robert Williams, let me tell you, that's a good player right there.
Let me tell you, that man, that boy can dunk.
But Derek White, oh my goodness, just so soft. Just so soft. Just absolutely so soft.
Okay. We are done with the semifinals. Okay, so guys, conference finals, final four, and then there were four. Oh, my bad, we missed that. Actually, I didn't even want to talk about the big one.
We'll get through this, Ryan.
Hold on, let me set you up.
No, save that for the last one.
Okay, yeah, you get the last one.
Save that for the last one. Okay, fine.
I'm gonna give you that full screen, bro.
Okay, Warriors whoop the Grizz in six.
It sucked to see Ja out. It did.
But you got, do you really think that that changed it? Like, do you think if Ja was that they'd have won?
Yeah. I know. In the
even though they
kind
of played a little bit better without him,
everyone steps up. You know, when you know those kind of touches and usage rates kind of go down because you're missing Ja Morant. But I think at the end of the day, you still need that kind of player to kind of drive the force, the third quarter pushes, those fourth quarter pushes. You still need someone to kind of have that engine. And Tyus Jones, you know, he says he's a starter in this league. I don't think there are 27 teams that he could start on, maybe three of them. Once again, Sacramento Kings. But they're missing something. And it wasn't Dylan Brooks just shooting it from everywhere, even though he did have an explosive game on his way out. But yeah, I think they just truly did miss Ja, and they also missed Steven Adams at the beginning of it. But I don't think the Grizz were going to beat the Warriors in that series. I just think the Warriors were just too seasoned, and Draymond Green's not going to let that happen. But yo, where's Klay though? I know Klay came out game
that's
six.
The thing. Like
Klay and Poole don't like each other.
Yo, that's the Memphis Klay's defense. Had enough of Poole. Yeah, Klay's had enough.
Poole's the real splash brother. His name is Poole. I think he wins. He's going to kick him out. What's Klay? It's hard. It's soft. It's not actually splashing. Can't splash Klay.
I'm not surprised the Warriors won because at the end of the day, it's championship DNA, right? Like they could have lost so many games, but like they came through and like snuck it in the end because like they just know how to win in the clutch.
They were also missing Steve Kerr for a little bit, right? So you don't know like
that. What and you know really what it falling. Is? Is it just me or is Steph Curry not looking like the like invincible like dude right this season, like
with that 34
he's not hitting
man.
He's not hitting all of his shit, you know what I mean? Like he kind of looks
34 year old
like,
man
looks
is
beatable.
It looks beatable. Why does that 34 year old beatable. Man look beatable? Really, that 34 year old man looks beatable.
The 34 year old man looks beatable.
It's time. It's crescendoing. We're past the peak of like where Steph Curry was, and he's kind of, you know, coming down a little bit, but that's okay. I think he still can do the things that he needs. I think he's still an elite shooter. That's always going to be part of it. But there's just something about his game that maybe
he just looks more human this season. He looks more human to me this season than in past.
And he doesn't have to be like just amazing. I think Poole's really stepping up in a lot of different ways that he doesn't have to be that guy all the time. He can take a break.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to hurt them if they make it further than the West final. If they make it to the finals, everyone has to be hitting. And we've seen Curry fade away in the finals, and it doesn't end well.
He fades away in the conference finals.
Hope so too, man. I hope they don't go game six because he's gonna go game six.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's jump quick to Mavs Suns, the one that pretty much almost everybody was surprised. A lot of people say they were calling the Mavs, but I don't remember that after game two. A lot of people switch up because it's the playoffs and that's what people do. But are you so shocked, surprised? Like, where were you when the beatdown of like the decade was happening and the frontrunner Suns got their ass whooped?
I'm not surprised they beat them. I'm not even surprised by how much they beat them, to be honest. I'm just surprised at how little Chris Paul and Devin Booker put up in that like that
your boy class. Hold on,
yeah, don't Devin Booker your
boy.
Right,
don't slander your boy.
That video of him saying don't double team me, this is the whatever, is really caught up to him, man. Like you need to respond to triple teams because guess what, you got triple teamed and he didn't know how to handle it, and he was just like, well, what do I do? I wish I prepared for this moment. nigga, prepare for the moment. He really set, let me down a lot of different ways. He let his team down. He let the entire state of Phoenix down, or Arizona down.
Yeah.
But Chris Paul, oh my goodness, eight shots. I don't care that you hit four. You only took eight shots. You got to take 30 on the way out. You got to go out swinging. And here's the thing. And if my team, if I was a star of a team and I'm getting blown up by like 50, 40 points, yo, you can't sub me off. I'm not going to sit there and watch that loss. I'm going to go out there, probably, you know, get a little aggressive on defense on some people, but I'm going out swinging. I'm going out hard, and I'm not just going to watch, you know, the guys I bully in practice lose the game or maybe even get 10 more points than I would have gotten. Like, I'm not going to watch that like that. Yeah. But shout out to the Mavs, man. That amazing defense, good switches, good rotation. Mm-hmm. They came with the game plan. Jason Kidd outcoached the coach of the year. That is like 100% the truth. And Luka showed up. I think this is Luka's time to shine, and I hope he takes it, man. That's the most ethical championship I can see right now. That or the Heat.
Okay. Dex, what was your take on Game 7 real quick?
Man, I want to hop on Jason Kidd. Like, Jason Kidd, I said at the beginning of the season, is the – No, resume. resume. Jason Kidd, man, like, he's the perfect fit for Luka Doncic. Like, he's a facilitator, and he's pretty much Jason Kidd, but he could score from anywhere he wants. So that's a perfect fit. And I was talking to Ryan off camera, but we were saying that Jason Kidd like unlocks everyone. So Jason Kidd unlocked Giannis when he was for the Bucks. Jason Kidd unlocked Luka right now. And he unlocked Neal Aquina, man. Neal Aquina locked down Booker and Chris Paul, man. Like, these guys only scored, what, 5 and 11 points?
3 points, like, at halftime. For two All-Stars. A Hall of Famer and a Hall-Star were held to 3 points at halftime.
Man, so Luka outscored. Like, Jason Kidd as a coach. Shout out to Jason Kidd as a coach. As a person, a pause.
But he's learning. He's learning. He's
as a coach, he's very impressive. And I'm really excited for this series, man. Like, I really want to see. Yeah. I think it's going to come down to coaching and adjustments, man. Or it's just going to go down to a shootout and whoever makes the most shots, man.
Whoever makes those shots. All right. You guys know how I feel about this. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I like everyone, and this is just me not being a homer and being a realist. I called Suns, right? I saw what the series was. Home court was huge. Everyone was winning on their home court. Game 7 at home, like, your crowd should be pumping you up. You should be thrilled. You should be trying to like put
They booed to
somebody's throat.
They booed
and left early and leaving early.
Disrespect. Toy. I spit on you. No, I don't spit on you. But
like, the Mavs were supposed to eventually get, like, okay, they got past the first round. Okay, second round, you meet the Suns. Okay, that's where you're supposed to be cut, right? No, the Suns just front runnered up, talk shit all series long. Devin Booker blocking Jalen Brunson the first game, talking shit like he was like some King Kong Bundy bullshit. You are not the second coming of Kobe. You need to chill. That is not Mamba mentality. You know who has Mamba mentality? Luka.
Yo, did Luka I say this last podcast?
LeBron mentality. LeBron.
I said this last podcast.
He passes. Kobe don't pass.
Yeah.
Kobe would be like, a 13 assists. Nah. Disgusting. How dare you get a triple double?
Okay.
We get you singles.
You know what Mamba mentality is?
50
Mamba
points.
Mamba mentality
eight
is
rebounds.
Crossing up assists. Mamba mentality is crossing up Cameron Johnson, hitting that shot. That was a nasty moment. That stank face, man. That's Mamba mentality.
Everyone talks when they're up. Everyone talks big when they're up. Put that on a t-shirt, dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He unlocked his Jordan badge. He unlocked his Jordan badge.
I think there was two pivotal moments in the Eastern, in the Giannis series and this series, and it was when people were talking ish. It was when after Devin Booker and that thing, and he gave him that little smile, and then when Giannis dunked on Alfred Horford. I think that's when it was like, oh, it's over. It's completely over. You hit the wrong person. Alfred. Yeah.
And can we talk about, do you guys, real quick, before we go into the conference finals for real, can we talk about, do you guys think DeAndre Ayton is staying in the Suns?
Hell no. He gone.
He's gone? I think he's pulling in Kevin Durant and joining the team he leaves. And Ryan, you're gonna love this, or the team that beats him. I think he's going to Dallas, yo. I can feel it.
Can Dallas?
No, I have the package. Max? I have the package ready for him.
You can't afford a max. You can't afford a max.
No, he can't get the max because they're probably, man. Like, I go back and forth with signing Brunson or Dinwiddie because, yo, Dinwiddie that game seven, man. I don't know what happened to him, but he like,
yo.
Kobe took over his
first
body,
teammates. Yo, he did. First teammates since Shaq and Kobe to score 30
since
points
Shaq and
each.
Kobe, exactly. Like, yo, Kobe took over his body, man. He was hitting step back, side steps. I'm like, wow, who's this Spencer Dinwiddie? So I go back and forth with him and Jalen Brunson, man. But if you can get DeAndre Ayton, I really see, like, that's
yo, a chip team right there. If we can get a viable center, because, bro, we didn't have a viable center. Like, Dwight Powell just started playing in game, like, the end of game six.
Yeah, like, he was
useless for five games.
And that's what was really upsetting to me about that whole series, how they didn't go to Ayton. And when Ayton did go in there, he was so timid. There was a couple plays where I'm like, just dunk over everyone shorter than you. And he's just like, I don't know what to do. Pass it out there. They didn't use him enough. I'm like, go in early. That's what your bread and butter. Those two games where you went up like those 30-point runs to begin the game. You went early and often into the key, and then you took your threes and you did that. Now they were just going like, we're just gonna keep shooting, just see, try to catch, like, keep up with them. I'm like, you're not gonna keep up with them if you're not hitting your shots. You're just digging a hole every single possession. Just go in low, get your points either by scoring or free throws. Like, he's a good free throw shooter too. So it's like, just give him the ball, dump it low. It was very frustrating to watch that.
It was crazy. It's like, bro, Dallas struggles against team of centers. Like, they can't, there's no one to cover. Like, you can't do it. Like, yeah. Just put the ball in, dunk the ball. Like, that's all you got to do. That's all.
Maxi Kleba look like friggin' Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out there. Holy crap.
Oh, man. Okay. End of the semifinals. We are now we're here, final four teams again. Eastern Conference Finals. It's currently on live. So as we're recording right now, if you guys are watching us live, hello, thank you. I saw a couple of you in and out, but you can also hit us up in the comment section of wherever you're watching, whether that be YouTube, Facebook. Again, drop us a note where we can respond. But the Heat right now are up 67-64. It's a tight game. Start of the third quarter or just end of the third quarter. Alan Shane says doo-doo. There it is. So again, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can join in and leave a nasty remark like that on Facebook or YouTube. We're live on YouTube and Facebook right now. So again, I want to get your predictions, guys, because we haven't actually had a prediction show, like a full prediction show yet, which is whatever, because at the end of the day, everyone changes their predictions like game by game. But
not me. Raptors off, in seven, baby. Let's go.
Raptors in seven. Who do you guys have taking this series, Heat or Celtics? We'll start with Dex.
Man, I pull for my guy, Jason Tatum. So I'm going to say Boston in five, man. I feel like the Lowry injury five. Is in five. Yeah, I feel like
this the Lowry injury.
I don't know if he's coming back, man. And
they're Jimmy 6-0 misses, without him.
Jimmy, yeah, with Gabe Vincent starting.
I'll give you this. PJ Tucker just got injured moments ago.
He's right back in the game.
Yeah, he's back in the game. In okay.
But man, like Boston's defense is great. Like, even without Marcus Smart, like, it's they're gonna miss Marcus Smart, but I think he's gonna come back soon too. But Jason Tatum, man, he's that guy. I see him going to the finals. Let's go. It's his time. I like teams that go through trials and tribulations. So, like, Giannis, he really paid his dues. Whether it's getting – they lost four in a row to the Raptors. They were out first round a lot of times, and he was built in the playoffs, man. So, I'm happy for Giannis there. And so, I want to see Tatum do that too. Like, he went to the East Finals. He was out first round.
Ooh, sorry.
I'm ready for him to go to the finals now.
Just always. So wait, you don't like players that go who get an easy path. So what about
Devin Booker,
Magic Johnson?
Like no,
Magic
Devin Johnson? Booker. Yo, he won a college championship.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but he went through, you know, just like pretty much always being good. never having that kind of thing. So you have a problem with that? Magic. Okay.
He ain't in my top five.
Oh, how about top five Lakers?
Nah.
Wow. Sorry,
Nick Van Exel, yo.
Wow.
Give him work.
I don't know what to respond to that, Ryan.
Well, okay, Alan, let me get your take on this series. You got Heat or Celtics?
I'm going to go Heat in seven just because that's what my heart wants. You know, I want ethical basketball like out here. Games. I don't want anyone in Beantown to have a good time. I want them all to be sad. So I'm going to go with that. But, man, my brain says the Celtics might be the Celtics team to win it. Like, since 08, I don't think they've had a team that's, this good by committee. I don't think they've had a team this good by committee. And we'll see. They really gave it to Giannis, even though they were kind of missing Chris Middleton. But, they potentially – they're the second seed for a reason, you know? So we'll see.
Okay. All right. I don't hate it. I'm surprised to see you kind of giving the Celtics some love, but
that wasn't love. That wasn't love.
You gave them a little bit of
love. I got a reputation, man. Come on,
bro. Disclaimer for first time watchers, Alan is a well-known Raptor fan and Celtics hater. So that's where that comes from.
Not just Celtics, for me, Boston.
Yeah. Boston.
Massachusetts, the whole place. Can't even spell it. Massachusetts. I can't even say it. Massachusetts?
Massachusetts?
Massachusetts? You have to put an accent there, or else you won't hear, right?
Ryan, say it. How do you say it? Ryan, say it.
No, I'm not even trying.
I want to hear you say it, right?
Massachusetts.
He said it 40 different ways.
Mastertushits.
Take that IRS. Take that Bill Burr.
They watching, yo.
Listen. Sorry, Boston. Sorry.
Tom Brady.
To make it up to you guys, I do have the Celtics in six. The reason why is because I feel like Jason Tatum has gone through, this is a big run. If this dude goes through KD, Giannis, gets through Jimmy Butler and Bam, the Heat don't have the top 10 player, but they have the team, right? Like, they're loaded, like, they're stacked. But if he gets through that, that's one of the most impressive championship runs. So I feel like we're seeing like the best Tatum right now. This is peak Tatum. He is superstar bound. Like, I have him 5 to 7 in terms of like best in the league. I'm not putting him in that top five yet. No. But he's on he's on the later end. He's either 6 or 7. I just say 5 to 7 to make
six
him
to
feel
eight,
good.
Six to eight.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Eight. So I feel like the Heat and Celtics kind of are the same team, right? They're both good defensively. They both run the guys off the 3-point line. I think the main difference is Jason Tatum. You have Jason Tatum, a top 5 to 7 player, where the Miami Heat, you do have Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler, you are great. We saw what you did in the book, but you're not in that top 10. And I feel like championship teams need that guy. So Tatum is that guy to take them there. So I got Celtics in six.
Can I ask you guys a question? Paul George or Jason Tatum?
Oh, Jason Tatum. 100%. Jason Tatum.
Okay,
Kawhi Leonard or Jason Tatum? Did you see him dap up Giannis?
Oh, Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. Did you guys see Jason Tatum dap up Giannis? They're the same height, eh? Jason Tatum's 6'11". I'm 100% sure.
Jason Tatum's a scary dude. He's legit. Like, he's
I'd rather have Tatum than Kawhi. I'm sorry.
What?
Now.
Nah, but like, we can't use Kawhi because he's been out for like a year and a half. It's almost like it doesn't even count. Well, not a year and a half. It's probably a year right now. But okay. Did we get all the predictions or Dex?
Yeah.
You got yours.
Right?
Okay. All right. Moving on. We got the Western Conference Final. The big matchup between Steph and Luka. The dynasty is back. The Warriors are trying to do it this time without a super team, because the hate for the Warriors has been that they were, you know, running the table for like the last 10 years. Then they finally got their comeuppance when KD left, and, you know, the team just kind of went for down for 2 years because of injuries, but they're back. Klay, Steph, and Dre are trying to do this again, and they look good. They brought Poole along with them, the rise of Jordan Poole. You got Jason, you got Kuminga, you got Looney still obviously in the fold. They got a deep team full of good guys that defend. Gary Payton, unfortunately, due to the last series, Gary Payton the second is not playing, but he could come back maybe at the end, tail end, or the finals if they get there. But I'll start this one off, you guys. Obviously, I don't like to say I'm a homer, but with what I've seen from the Mavs right now, no man can guard Luka, which is similar to 2011 when no.
How
man
about a god,
Dirk? A god, yes. No, no, nobody could guard Dirk in 2011. And like, I'm drawing the parallels between 2011 and now, and it's almost the same. It's like you have the Mavs have one single star in Luka, and a bunch of talented. I don't even know if this team's talented. Of all four teams, the Mavs have the worst roster right now. If you look at all four teams right now, the Mavs have literally the worst roster. So it's like, do I think this support? I think Dirk in 2011 had a better supporting cast than what Luka has right now, but I'm not going to shit on them so much because we obviously saw what Dinwiddie did. We saw what Kleba has been able to do with some threes, playing some good ass defense. We saw that the Mavs as a whole can play very good D under Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd has unlocked, like Dexter said, he's unlocked the team, right? I can't even say his last name. Frank Ntilikina.
Restitutions.
He shot down Chris Paul and Devin Booker to 3 points. If he can do this to Klay, Dre, Steph, well,
you know, you've already listed too many players.
If you can do this to, you know, the shooters on the Warriors, like, I feel like the Mavs actually have a shot to win this team. And just like we were kind of like talking about earlier, I feel like this is like the first season where like Steph Curry is human to me. Like, he's not hitting all of his shots. He had the record broken this season, but after the record broke, he went on this like long shooting woe, and like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like looking like himself. So I feel like if you're gonna beat the Warriors, this is the year. And I think the Memphis Grizzlies also showed a bit of a blueprint of how to beat them. So maybe it's just defense, and maybe if they can lock down the shooters, get Klay to look normal, get Poole to, because Poole's kind of been kind of poor in this playoff. So I'm going with Mavs and six. Where's my thing here? I got Mavs and six. Join in on the conversation. Join in on the conversation on Facebook. You can hit us up in the live chat room. Let us know your predictions. That's me, of course. I got Mavs and six. Alan, who do you got?
Man, I want it to be the Mavs. I really do. Because if it's a Celtics Warriors series, I'm not gonna watch it. I'll be honest. It'll be 2009 all over again when it was the Lakers Magic. It's okay. I don't need to see any of that. I don't care who wins. I hope they both lose. So yeah, I'm hoping for the Mavs. I want to see Luka do this. I think that would be perfect for his career. I think, you know, imagine you have Giannis in the finals, and the next year you get Luka in the finals. It's like, yo, embrace your European kings, okay? Let them in this league and crown them, they're not doing it, man. Nikola Jokic, they don't want to give it to him. Like, he's not the sexy pick. What the fuck does that even mean? That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You're just saying words now. They're not from America. Shut up.
But it's okay. The top five players, four of them are European. So, yeah, it is what it is. Or international, sorry. Not European, international.
But,
Dex.
But, I think the Warriors are probably going to win. I think the way the Warriors have been playing has been great. And I you know, I hope that Mavs defense can continue, but I've really only seen a huge difference in the last like two games of that series, to be honest. So I don't know if that's a consistent thing that they can keep up. And I don't know if everyone's going to hit the shots that they're going to do, but the way the Warriors are playing right now, they're on a mission. Like, they know they have to get 16 wins. They had that, like, you know, locked and loaded in their brain. And if you have Draymond Green coming after games doing podcasts, you know they're locked in.
Yo, I want to see the day where the Mavs beat them up and he's not doing the podcast. It's just like, fuck this. maybe it happens. I don't know. All right. Dope. I don't hate it. Dex, your take, pick, prediction?
Man, I'm ready to see the Draymond Luka shit talk. I'm ready for that. I want to see them shit talking this whole series. I'd love to see who wins this. And I just believe in Klay so much. I don't know why. So I'm going Warriors in six, man. I feel like Klay game six, like it's inevitable. I know this last game six, but they still won. Like that's the thing. He didn't play that well, but they still won. But Klay game six, man, I can't deny that. So I'll go. I would love to see Luka versus Tatum because I feel like those are the rising stars, and it would be good to see two top five players go at it. But I have to go Warriors.
Okay. How did they? How did their regular seasons matchup go, Ryan?
Mavs won 3-1, but Klay was gone.
Klay played only one game. Yeah,
Klay was injured. Still, he hadn't come back yet, so it doesn't really count.
Three games, or is it just two?
Three. Mavs won 3-1.
Okay.
Klay only played, or he played two games, but one game was like the first game back or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's the picks. Allen Warriors six. Oh, Ryan and six. Yeah, Ryan and six. Let's go.
Ryan and six, baby.
Let's go. Yeah. Ryan and six. So
Samantha says Mavs in six. And then she gives
Mavs at six. Mavs at six. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Shout out Sam.
Shout out Sam. Okay. So that's it. We all have this series ending in six. We got Warriors and six decks. Allen's Warriors and six, and Mavs and six. Again, if you're watching live, let us know in the comments what your take is. Man, this is going to be a good-ass Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, to close the shows.
Hold on. Do you guys like the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson trophy thing?
What?
Do you know what that is?
Eastern Conference. Well, then, where's LeBron? LeBron needs to get those post-dated checks.
I'm not feeling that.
So the one thing that I think they should have done was not the stupid Eastern Conference Final MVP. They should have done a playoff MVP because that gets talked about a lot, right? Like, people are always like, why is this person MVP? It's like, because it's regular season. Why don't you just give, like, a full playoff MVP, probably give it two out around the East-Western Conference end of that, and that way that person gets an award for the whole thing, not just
so wait, East-West if somebody conference. Just has one good series, are they eligible for this award?
No. Well, they could, like,
yeah,
like let's say you drop like five, six games of like not craziness, you could, but like,
but
they're probably going to give it to the winner of East-West,
but then that's like, not fair to the people who made it all the way there, who are like tired and battled and not putting up that same amount of points because they have more games.
No, but like you can still give it to give it to the East Western winner. Like it's gonna go to someone from that team most likely, but like mm-hmm. to call it East West like finals and
so like, you don't like
random ass award for that.
But then you want it for the entirety. So all of your playoffs?
Like you're judged over the entire playoffs. You're judged over the entire playoffs.
That's kind of what the conference finals.
That's what the finals.
Yeah, is it? That's what that is. Because that's why you're there. You're there because you did the
it's
best.
It's kind of like Iguodala was and Kawhi.
No, but like PJ Tucker goes, let's say PJ Tucker just randomly drops 40 each game, like, but he didn't have like a good first three rounds, like, you know what I mean?
Like in the final? Yeah, that's what the finals MVP. Yeah.
Like, I would rather see like an overall playoff MVP type of deal, and then give a finals MVP. Yeah.
If I didn't make the finals and you give me an award for like how well I did in the first round, I don't know. That's just, that feels like they should call that the Dame Lillard Award right there.
I don't know. Like, congrats to whoever wins East Western Conference Finals MVP. Like, but like, I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of like redundant. Like, it's just
It feels like a consolation prize to me.
A what?
Yeah.
Is it consolation?
Constellation.
Constellation.
Which one did you say?
Constellation. That's a consolation.
Constellation. Isn't that the stars?
Consolation.
Consolation, isn't it? Or consult.
I said consolation. Constellation is the constellation.
Alex Sainz says that.
You said constellation prize.
I said consolation. It sounds like a T.
I think you said
right,
the other one.
All right.
It's the okay. accent, dog.
Guys, again, if you are listening, give us your predictions in the comments. If you're on Facebook, we're live. YouTube, we're live. The podcast will be available for download in the coming days. But yeah, let's talk about it. Draft lottery happened tonight too. Magic got number one. Are they going Chet Holmgren?
That means nothing to me anymore. Man, the draft means nothing to me anymore. I don't know why. I just feel like all these teams are going to be so garbage still. Like the Mavs, Sacramento. Teams are still going to be so bad. Like the Knicks got what, 11th pick? Dude. Like,
why am I certified
hater? Knicks aren't getting any better. Everyone's probably going to get worse. This is ridiculous. OKC has another pick. Like, where's that going? And this draft isn't that good. Chet Holmes, if Chet is, I'll lock down Chet. I'll give Chet work in the post. I'm sorry. He's not that. You're not that guy. I'll give Chet at least 40. I'll probably get 20 boards. Like, give me a break, man. Like, and the good for you, Magic. Yo, you're gonna get worse. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, if you sorry, yeah, listen, I am sorry. I am sorry. He's not serious. He is.
Oh, I'm so serious about Chet.
Okay. I like the future for the Magic right now because it's like you got Franz Wagner. You got Jalen Suggs, who we'll see if he can, you know, come alive in his sophomore year.
We dodged that bullet, baby.
Hey, he was hurt.
You got
bullet, baby.
Hey, he's nothing but a constellation prize.
He's nothing but a constellation prize.
Massachusetts.
I like saying the word massa. It feels wrong. I don't know. Fuck that state.
Massachusetts. Oh God, stop. Okay. Where is it gonna go? We got and they got Chet. So it's like that team is gonna look good. They just need. I think they'll go Chet. Like who? Like do they go?
The guy from Duke. What's his name?
The guard.
No, the big guy. Light skin guy.
I think you gotta go with the number one, unless they were to package it for some crazy deal and get like some guys like now guys coming in, which I don't see happening. Like they could go to Sacramento. No.
Sacramento's got like the fourth pick or something like that.
Sacramento ain't getting any better.
I don't know. I don't see that. I don't see that happening.
Mock draft: Jabari Smith goes first, apparently. Then Chet Holmgren second. Then Paolo Banchero from Duke, and then Jaden Ivey, and then everyone else. I'm gonna have to learn you guys in a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some studying because don't want a repeat of last year when everyone, you know, shat on Scotty Barnes and didn't give him a game to play, and then now
we didn't shit on Scotty Barnes. We said we need to give him a chance.
I'm gonna go to everyone. I'm gonna go to last year's draft night. Go on everyone's Twitter page.
Don't I deleted Barnes. It.
You better delete your Scotty takes right now because that was wild. LeBron James had a Q&A Twitter session where a lot came out. He went through things like who's his favorite player. He went through what made him a better player. I love how these are all Mavs related, but you know, Alan Shane, you asked LeBron a question. What was the question?
I asked him a question and he didn't respond. Let me try to pull it up. go to Dexter first. I got to try to find it.
Dex, what LeBron said Luka Doncic was his favorite player. Do you think he's capping or no?
Nah, yep. I think it's a little bit of both, man. I think he likes watching him, and he wants him on the Lakers. It's all a ploy.
This is
a recruit.
Whoa. All right. We got Allen's question to LeBron that he did not reply to.
So I asked him, the B in LBJ stand for? And he didn't respond. But some people did respond. Some people wrote, best. Another guy wrote, Bron. L equals Elohim. That's an L from me, says Mike Scribe. There was somebody I kept fucking with that it kept going. So someone's like, tell me you're joking. But there was somebody who just did not believe that I didn't know what it was. And he kept telling me like earnestly, I got to find that. Because I kept saying, I'm like, I don't know, man. I think you might be wrong, bro. And he just kept coming with more and more stuff. Damn, where is it? Oh, here it is.
With
the B in his name is capitalized, so Braun. And I'm like, his name is LeBron, not Braun. Jeez. He goes, I literally said the B in his first name, LeBron James, LBJ. And
this guy likes the tweets, man. Though.
This is starting to get confusing.
Yeah, this is starting to get confusing.
I was so bored.
Man. Yeah, but he opened up a lot. It was kind of cool, you know, off-season LeBron, vacation LeBron, you know, taking questions from randoms. It was mainly celebrities. I think what's his face challenged him to like a hockey game or something like that. I'm drawing a blank right now. Names, football player Tom Brady. There we go. I'm like, sorry, brain fried, but okay. We put out
screw
a poll.
Massachusetts.
Oh, screw you, Massachusetts. Another Massachusetts. Massachusetts. We put out a poll earlier today, so I'm gonna share this with you guys. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, you can go to the Below the Hardwood page. It's on there. We asked, who would you rather guard, Luka Doncic or Steph Curry? And the results are in, and people would rather guard Steph Curry over Luka.
Nah, that's too much 64, running.
Is that 64%?
Just running.
That's fine. I'm fine with running. I just don't want to get bodied and knocked around by Luka in the post and get embarrassed. I can't guard him inside or out. That's ridiculous.
I think that's it. It's like, okay, you could, yeah, at the end of the day, you're going to be chasing Steph around.
Being Slovenian, I don't even know what he's saying half the time. Like, God damn, what are you saying? Getting in my head, bro.
It's like, you're going to get cooked regardless. But I feel like with Steph, it's just a track meet, and he's just going to demoralize you with threes. Where with Luka, he'll probably put you to eat dirt on the ground a few times. He'll probably body you because he's thick. And he can just take you in the paint and do whatever. And then he's going to laugh while he's shooting threes. Or he's going to, I don't know, tell you that you're too being small. So it's like, would you rather get demoralized? Yeah, I did censor myself. Sorry. I don't even know why we're censoring ourselves. But trying to have a non-explicit episode today. But yeah, we're doing a bunch of things where, man, like, I would rather just lose to Steph Curry in a track meet than just get bodied and embarrassed by Luka, because it's just nasty when you play him. So I don't mind it. I don't think that's hate on Steph Curry. You get cooked either way in this situation. But Dex, who would you rather guard?
Probably Luka, man. Steph Curry just running too much. I can't chase that.
It's a track,
especially with these ankles, man.
You know,
he can switch.
Like, he's
still
Luka's
young. He's European, man. There's probably certain things he'll do.
Listen, most of guarding Steph is off ball, and you could call, you know, point out the switches, and then you're free. All right, Luka's just gonna take you front court and center, and be like, "Oh, you want to dance in front of everybody at the top of 3-point line? Is that what you want to do?"
This is where I call help defense. Yeah. Help defense.
Quintuple team. Quintuple team. Let's go. Everybody.
Get out of his hands.
Man. Let us know in the comments if you guys are watching, who would you rather guard, Steph Curry or Luka Doncic? Give us your picks. Is it Mavs? Is it Warriors, Heat, Celtics? Let us know. Again, we're going to be coming back to you probably, I would say, just before the end of the conference finals to really give you our final show, maybe sometime in about a week and a half, whenever this goes, this series ends. But yeah. What are you guys looking forward to this week? Anything on TV? Anything, you know, game-wise? Like, obviously, we only have, like, two series left, so it's pretty thin. But, Dex, what do you have this week?
Man, I'm Ozark. I'm catching up on Ozark. Got a couple more episodes. I've been watching a lot of Netflix, man. Cheer. Shout out Navarro. what's the other show I'm watching on Netflix? The Circle. I got to start that. But yeah, a lot of Netflix.
A lot of Netflix. I have a show that you and Nikki could watch.
What's that?
It's called the ultimatum.
The ultimatum?
Is that like you got to marry or whatever?
Yeah, it's Nick Lachey and his wife, and they give couples, one of the couple gives the person the ultimatum to marry them or they got to break up. And it's like a bunch of 20, 22, 23, 24-year-olds who go out with their significant others telling them, yeah, if you don't marry me, we're done. But then they date each other. So like there's like 8-10 people and they're all dating each other and it's like really messed up. And then at the end, they have to choose to either go to that person, go to their significant other, marry them, or then just leave. It's stupid, but it's actually it's good couple shit. It's good couple shit. You should watch.
I'll check it out.
It's kind of hilarious, but for me, I still need to finish Winning Time. I haven't really started. Oh, I went on a Jersey.
Spoiler alert! They win.
They win.
What?
I stopped watching Jersey Shore like when it got like too old and just repetitive and just crap. So like I kind of stopped watching it after like the third or fourth season. I went, they revamped it. They haven't had a show in like 5 years and then now they're on like vacation and shit. So I started that. I was just bored. I was on night shifts and I needed something to watch. So I just put it on in the background every day. Other than that, I'm waiting for some new seasons to come. I still got to finish Ozark. I got to go watch The Matrix Revelations as I see it on my screen now. So I haven't seen that. You guys both saw the new Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah, and it's good. I don't know what Dexter's saying.
Dexter thinks it's shit.
Nah.
Do you like Spider-Man 2?
Did you like Spider-Man?
Amazing Spider-Man?
No. The second
regular
one.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, the first one. 40-year-old Tobey Maguire. See? Right. You don't like Sam Raimi movies. Get this guy out of here, guy.
Yo, Sam Raimi's out of here. Let's be serious.
This guy don't know.
Yo, them edits are trash.
That's all about Sam Raimi. That's what he loves to do that it's stuff, so man. Garbage. Somebody's face just shows up. It's fun. It's good times.
All right. Okay.
Alan, what are you watching?
Or
what are you doing?
Now that Moon Knight is done, I ain't got no Marvel stuff to watch, but I am watching a weekly release of The Flight Attendant, which is pretty good. It's on HBO. It's got Kelly Coco in it.
Check.
Yeah, season
that's
two.
What I did check.
It's pretty good.
Anyone from that Atlanta team is the equivalent to anyone on Big Bang Theory. I'm never watching anything that those people are on.
Did you say Atlanta people are the same as Big Bang
Theory? Atlanta team, so Jeff Teague, Al Horford, they won't win a championship. It's the same thing as Big Bang Theory. I thought you called
Donald Glover's Atlanta.
No.
I was like, whoa, we called it Big Bang Theory?
But can we really talk about that? This is the most messed up season of Atlanta I've ever seen. But it's weird. Bro, every episode is different. Nothing connects. They're just in Europe.
That's a spoiler, bro.
Or will
bro,
it?
Half the season doesn't even involve the four main characters. Like,
that's a spoiler. Spoiler out here, guy.
It's different. Everything is different. But the last one,
it's not good, yo. It's not good.
Yo, I like
it. It's like Doctor Strange. It's not good.
Not gonna lie, white people probably hate
this. This guy's an Amherstburg too much, guys. Guys, black people.
White people.
Nothing is good.
Let me put on this other show with more white people.
No, I'm serious. White people hate Atlanta right now. Like all that.
I don't even know about Atlanta. White people have no idea what's going on with Atlanta.
That's what I mean. But like when they see it, then they're like, yo, why are they hating? Like it's literally to make them feel horrible about
it. Alan needs to catch up.
I'll watch it.
Go check out Atlanta on FX.
Obi-Wan 2, that's coming out. I'm excited for that. May 27th.
I can't mess with Star Wars anymore.
Hello there. You don't mess with Star Wars?
There's too many. There's too much.
There's too many Star Wars. There's too many wars in the stars. Way too many.
In the constellations. In the constellations.
Constellation prices.
Alan, where can the world find you in the constellations?
Orion's belt, baby.
Orion.
Yo, you should get a belt that says Orion's belt. Yeah.
No, just O.
I wish I had my Orion. Okay. Alan, where can the world find you?
Oh, you can find me all over the place. You can find me The Twitter at the Alan Shane and Instagram at Alan Shane and Shoeless Lewis on Twitch and TikTok.
Can also find him on the Great Canadian Banking Show.
Yeah, watch that show. Oh, also, yo, if you're watching, I guess it's too late now, but vote for Courtney Gilmore. Canada's Got Talent, yo. You're killing it.
Yeah. Oh, Trish Stratus is on that, right?
I don't know.
Canada's Got Talent?
She's like a competitor? Yeah. Competitor?
No, she's one of the judges with Cardinal.
She just like wrestles or something.
With Cardinal and Lily Singh. We don't mess with Lily Singh, no.
No.
I don't mess with Lily Singh.
Dexter.
Right, yeah. Play my mother music. That's living my Dexter. Like, don't forget the G, Triple OG on the IG, TikTok, Twitter, and Top Shot still. Bro, these NFTs are wild. Yes,
this guy hit the gold, baby. He's making money out here.
The NFTs are wild.
Yo, my crypto is like down, guy. I put one thing in crypto. I was like, we'll see. Gone, bro.
Gone.
Yeah, I'm done with crypto.
I'm playing with that no more, guy.
Never going back in that.
The scam's over. The scam's over. I didn't get it. I didn't win.
Missed the boat.
What a Zion highlight, yo.
Scammer be scammed. You'll never get it. I got scammed, bro.
Missed the boat.
I was trying to scam people. I didn't get it, man.
At RA Henry on Instagram and Twitter. At RA Henry on Snapchat, but I'll probably block you because this shit's premium. Send me that money.
Oh, Ryan. No,
I don't got Cash App. I'm not American. Sorry. I'm stuck here in Canada.
Yo, so. Venmo.
PayPal me, and you get the premium Snapchat. Yeah. At Below the Hardwood on Instagram, at BTH on Twitter. Again, wearepress.net for all the episodes. We are everywhere. We are on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcast. This episode will be available to stream on all of those platforms you see in the coming days. But yeah, conference finals are here. Heat are beating the Celtics at home. So
18-point game.
Game one is almost it's almost done. So. Wow.
It's okay. Celtics in five still.
Celtics in five, Dexter.
I've never seen someone lose or win by 20 and then lose four straight games.
Yo, remember Milwaukee Raptors? Yo, they got smashed that first game.
It's two games, yeah. I love that. Let's all go back to 2000.
Feels good.
Signing out. We out.
Is this the dagger?
Right now, Antonio.
Right now, Antonio.